today. Are you ready for it? Come on, Webster. Hallelujah. Now, Jim, my brother Jim is ready for it, so I'm going to try to team us together. Are you ready for the word of the Lord?
Yes.
Are you ready for Webster with the word of the Lord? Hallelujah. You know, I'm trying to kind of, because I've been watching some areas in Africa, how they praise and worship, and what sometimes they go for hours, and I didn't want to have Webster feel like, where am I at, you know? Brother? Minnesota, yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. We want to bless God for this moment. We want to thank God for the administration of this great church. Amen. In presence of our own daddy, Pastor Jackson, put your hands together for the man of God. Amen. Let's just bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, we say thank you this moment. We pray for your grace. Lord, we remove ourselves and you, Lord, take charge. We say, take control this moment. In Jesus' mighty name. If you have your Bible, I want you to quickly turn to the book of Mark chapter 9, reading verse 16 to 26. And another person can turn to Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Mark chapter 9, reading verse 16 to 20. Are you there? I read. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto you thee my son, which had a dumb spirit. And wheresoever we take at him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and groaneth with his teeth. And I speak to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer with you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straight away the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child, and of often it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, if only thou can believe. Say to somebody, if only thou can believe. If thou can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Matthew chapter 10, verse 17. Matthew chapter 10, verse 17. Quickly. Okay. Excuse me. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Okay. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. The word of the Lord. We have been receiving prophetic word from the eve of the watch night up to now. There are times we as believers, we doubt situations. There are times we as believers, we are children of God. We suffer a lot of things because of our unbelief. Am I talking to somebody? Life has a moment of doubts and seasons of unbelief. Regardless of how certain your convictions are, how focused your faith and how resolved you are in your own resolution. One can have a moment of doubt, uncertainty, and struggle by believing. There is no life filter, I believe, that can screen you through this moment when we are suspended between the narrow place of it growing to a light. And I am not sure how many of you who have never been in such a moment. That may not be a permanent place that you live. But if you are honest, sincere with your faith, you can stand on. What am I saying? Believers, at times our doubt take us into places and we begin to what? Doubt Jesus. We no longer begin to trust in the Savior. We no longer begin to believe in this Creator to an extent that we begin to doubt the reality of the things that are happening around us. We have been receiving prophetic word. Today we are going to be talking about what attacked you. Do you believe? Do you believe when situation is turning all around against you? Do you believe that Jesus is able to handle that condition, even though people are saying it's not going to be easy? Do you believe that things going to be all right? Even the doctor have pronounced that sickness going to kill you. Do you believe that Jesus can heal you? Even though people have cast you away, they have said a lot of things about you, but do you believe that Jesus is the utmost finisher of your faith? Do you believe? Do you believe that when things have turned around that you cannot even handle your own finances to pay your debts, do you believe that Christ can enter and settle that condition? Do you believe? This morning I came to challenge somebody. The year just began. There will be a lot of obstacles on the way. There will be a lot of challenges that we will encounter. There will be a lot of things that you and myself will be faced with on our way to the end of this year. Are you ready to battle against these things with your faith? The Bible says in Hebrew, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. As we read in the scripture, this guy was sick. This guy had been sick. His son, they brought him to his disciples. He was brought to the disciples of Jesus. Now, his disciples could not do anything. So who they were looking up to was Jesus. But listen, at the end of the day, you will still encounter Jesus. Because it doesn't matter how long that condition is. If you don't believe, if you don't have trust in Christ, at the end of the day, you will still reach him. That guy suffered from that spirit from childhood, as the Bible says. From childhood, he was in that condition. He was in that particular condition from his childhood up to present. And the Bible says, when they're talking to the disciple of Jesus, he was not healed. But as we read along, you understood that the Bible says, Jesus said to them, it is because their faith. It is because of their unbelief. It is because it was not a blame of the disciples. It was not, you cannot cast your blame on somebody and say, it is because of this person I have not succeeded. It is because of this person my business is not working. Check your life at times when things is not going right. It is because of what I stand for. It is because of what I believe. Because I believe that when you are standing on the ground, that you know that this is my area of possession. I should possess it, you will possess it. Once you understand your right, once you understand the reality of what Christ is to you, that condition is not permanent. Life has its own time. Life has its own time of placing us in the place of subjection. But my question is, do you believe that whenever you are subjected, you can overcome? Do you believe? I came to announce to you this morning, if you believe, or if you don't have that belief, you need to believe God to strengthen your unbelief. If you don't have that belief, it is a moment that you need to trust God to give you faith to be able to overcome life challenges. Because there are going to be a lot of challenges along the way. It doesn't mean that Christ is not with you. At times, those things come. I will show you people in the Bible who had those challenges, who had issues. They forgot the plan of God towards their life, and they were doing different things. And when they realized, they went back to God, and still they received what they were believing God for. So it is a moment right now for you to understand that this year is a different year from 2017. For some of us, 2017 was very nice. 2017 was very beautiful. For some of us, 2017 was bad. But listen, it is time to understand whether bad or good, we need to put our trust in God. Whether good or bad, you need to place your trust in Him, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in Job was one of those who doubted at a particular time when things were not right. He doubted. Even his wife came to him and told him to insult God in his condition. But even in his doubt, he still had hope in Christ. Even in his doubt, he still had hope in Jesus. Even in his doubt, he was still believing that I know there is a God up there that can solve this problem. There is a God up there that can heal me from this condition, that can solve this condition. There is a God up there. I believe we have a God that is watching each and every one of us. In our moment, we have a God that is looking at each and every one of us. So it doesn't matter what you are going through right now. What you need to believe God. What you need to do is to believe God. What you need to do is to trust in God. What you need to do is to give your heart to Him and see what He's capable of doing. Amen. And see what God is capable of doing. Our God is faithful. Let me tell you this. Our God is so faithful. Our God is a God that is so faithful. When God is faithful, He's able to heal the broken heart. When God is faithful, it means that He's able to heal the sick. That's the reason when they brought that guy to Jesus, Jesus looked at them. He knew that it was their unbelief that was suffering them. If you don't believe and you come to Pastor Jake for prayer, you will not have that miracle. If you don't believe and you are running from place to place for breakthrough, that breakthrough will not take place. The only thing that is the solution to that breakthrough is your belief. Jesus said, He said, your faith have made you whole. Your faith. faith has made thee whole. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. Scripture says, I want to challenge somebody this moment. Your life is a miracle if only if you can believe. I want to challenge you this moment. I say your life will have a better influence if only if you can believe. Amen. Amen. There are 2 points that we're going to be looking at in this particular passage. First, the master was saying to the father, the issue, because many people at times they look at condition in different ways. Many people look at problems from different perspective. So if you as a person, if you know your own problem, it's better to sit down and ask God in a perfect direction. This man knew his son's problem, but he was still faced with obstacles of doubts. So Jesus told him, say, it is not my power. It is not by power or neither by might. He said, but because your unbelief, because of your unbelief. So what you need is faith. Tell somebody, say faith. Faith. Tell somebody, say faith. What you need is faith. As of this moment, there are prophetic words that have been released. Like the first prophetic word for 2018, spoken by David Wagner, he said, the Lord is coming to make all things new. He sees you not as you see yourself, but he sees you through the cross. He sees you through the word. It is finished. You may have come in with some things that were unfinished from 2017, but he is making all things new. God is making all things new, but the fact here is that, do you believe? Although you brought some old things from the old year into the new year, and we are moving with it, but you are still in the place of transformation. It only takes your belief system is what you need to address. It takes your belief system to place you above that condition. Amen? It takes your belief system. Because if you believe, like Jesus addresses God, he said, it take your faith. So, because Jesus told him that your unbelief, this guy placed himself in a position. He said, Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, help my unbelief. And because he prayed that prayer, and because he asked God to help his unbelief, Jesus, being God, being the finisher of our faith, heal his son. Jesus touched his son, and his son got healed. Are you ready to be healed from that condition? Are you ready to triumph over that condition? It is a moment of transformation this time. I want to challenge somebody. Your faith this year will make you overcome those challenges that you have. I want to tell you, your faith will place you in a position to overcome those challenges. You know, I told someone, I said, last year was so wonderful in a sense that we were moving in grace. We were moving in grace. And this year, we are going to be moving in different location, in different location. And understand this, that whenever you are caught in the place, what you need to do is to what? Turn to God immediately. When you are caught in a condition, your entire life, you need to face to God. Because listen, if you are not committed to God and the enemy keep attacking you, he will be overcoming you. But when you are committed facing God with those things, it is not possible for the enemy to overcome you. It is not possible. You still have an opportunity of recovering from those old things that you have brought into the new year.
You still have an opportunity to have solution before you even enter the third month, which is resurrection time. You still have an opportunity. It left for you. It left for you how well you address your unbelief at this moment. It left for you how well you can address that unbelief. That, oh God, at this time, I have not been believing that you can solve this problem. I have entered this problem into the new year. But Lord, I believe that you can do it. You can do all things. You can do all things. You can do all things. And listen, it is God that is able to do it. So if you place it on him, he will solve that problem. Am I talking to somebody? Am I talking to somebody? The supernatural work that were possible during the ministry of Jesus is still possible now. It's still possible now. Miracles he saw can still happen now. So why are you doubting? Why are you doubting? What are you doubting? You can overcome those challenges now. There are people who overcame. You yourself, you are not a different. You are a child of God. You have the right to benefit from the cross. You have the right to step above the enemies by the cross, by the blood of Jesus. He said, we overcame by the blood in Revelation chapter 3 and by the words of our testimony. So you have so much authority to overcome this condition than you are looking at. Many of us are not realizing our strength in God. Your faith is your strength. So if you can only ask God to help your unbelief, place you in a position that God, I need faith to overcome these challenges, God will give them to you. And the second thing we're going to be looking at is the Lord affirmed all things are possible. He did not say some things are possible. He said all things are possible to them that will believe. Are you ready to overcome those things? Because there is no limitation in the scripture. He did not place limitation here. Nope. In response to what he said, all things are possible. Listen, there will be a lot of possibility this year. Do you believe? There will be a lot of possibility this year. If you understand that all things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Abraham is the father of many nations. But at a particular time, his doubt led him bringing Ishmael, who was in a covenant child. But listen, when he understood the reality and know that this thing that I'm doing, I'm walking on the opposite, he went back to God. And then he got the promised child, which was Isaac. Listen, I want to challenge you. Nothing should take you on par from God. Nothing should move you from overcoming that thing that you want to have. Nothing should remove you from the place that God has put you to achieve destiny. Nothing should move you from that position that you are. You only need to what? Believe. Because the Bible says all things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible. I hear the sound of a chain breaking as I fell, the Lord says. This is going to be the year of clean gateway. For I am causing you to cross clearly from what was into what is to come. The drought is over. I am bringing you out of the desert season. And I am bringing you into a place called promise. For I have processed you, and now I am positioning you. I have processed you, and now I am pouring you into the overflow of my goodness and my grace. That's another prophetic word for this year. You should understand the reality that if you don't believe with all the prophetic word that came this year, it cannot be actualized in our lives. We cannot receive it. We cannot see the true manifestation of them in our life if we don't believe. If you don't ask God to help that unbelief, those things that have been said, those things that have been said in the prophetic word about this year cannot come to pass if you don't believe. It will be vainless if you hear the word and don't see the manifestation of the word in your life. It will be vainless if the word has been sent forth and you're not seeing the true manifestation. Then my question is, what are you doing here? We should be able to have impartation from the prophetic word. We should be able to have the kind of level of expectation to see God manifest in our daily activities. To see God's manifestation in our life, if only we believe. I challenge you, it is not over. It is not over. That condition is not over. No condition is permanent. If you believe, understand today that all things are possible to them that believe. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Would you please stand up? Hallelujah. Praise and worship team, would you come? Hallelujah. I really believe the prophetic thoughts in this year ahead, especially with our praise and worship teams, that we will be a prophetic voice on the earth. Not a praise and worship team, but a prophetic voice on the earth. And I just believe that God is wanting to do something so tremendously, whether it be in a weak area or in a strong area. God's wanting to strengthen you, and he's wanting to take that weak area and bring it up to strength. Amen. He processed it. He's processing, and now he's positioning us into promise. All right? Is that all right with you? All right. Brother Webster, would you come? And I just want to take something on that breath. Would you give me some of that? That was fantastic. Like you just close your eyes if you would. You don't have to, but you can if you want to. And just in the realm of faith, I just really believe that God is going to touch you. Brother Joseph, would you come also, and Danny? And I just want you to go and I just want you to lay hands. I don't want you to prophesy things into their life. I want the word that was preached today to permeate any unbelief that could ever try to stand against you in this next season of time called 2018. And Joseph, would you just go to that section and just lay hands on them and just release the promise. Danny here and also Webster here. All right. We release now the power of belief that all things are possible. Businesses are possible. Diseases to leave and be healed is possible. If you're dreaming a dream about something, it's possible. Amen? It's possible. And I think it places us into personal responsibility, as Webster was saying, if we would only believe. If we would only believe. There's nothing that is impossible. Can you believe it today? Hallelujah. 2018 says that if you would believe, and what we fight is unbelief, but if we would believe, we would see the miraculous promises that are prophetically already given to us in this new year. Hallelujah. Me and Caitlin, we have an ongoing discussion about veneer and oak. And veneer is not oak. Oak is oak. Veneer is something that they just put over it, and it's veneer. And I talked to her about her life. She has oak in her life. but she also has the veneer on the outside. It looks like veneer, but underneath it's oak. Because underneath it's wow, it's unbelievable what the girl's made out of. But if you only see the veneer, sometimes you'll never get to the oak. You'll never get to the substance that you're really made out of. The substance that God has made his people. And you know that unbelief is the veneer. Isn't that true? I don't want to do it because it's the veneer of our lives around us. But God, we're made out of oak. We are mighty oaks, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Just think about that, planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. You see, it's not about us being glorified. It's about him being glorified as a mighty oak tree instead of something with veneer on it, with oak underneath. And isn't that our lives sometimes in unbelief? We just say, well, I can't do that, or I'm not called to do this, and I'm not doing that. Hey, God's saying all things are possible. Today, all things are possible. If you, and it didn't say an excuse saying, well, if I would have had a better break or a different time in life, or somebody would have believed in me. No, it said, if you would believe, all things are possible. And God, that's where we go to 2018 with our prophetic words, with everything that is in us. God, if there's been nasty stuff that's happened to us, God, we believe that those mountains will be removed and cast into the sea. And we'll see miracles, signs, and wonders in 2018 and beyond. God, we throw off all unbelief. We throw off all the cares of this world and say, I believe in you, God. I believe in you, God. I believe in you, God. Ha, you're my breath. Hallelujah. I believe in you, God. And we release it upon each person, even by the hands laid on, God. There's an impartation of belief. There's an impartation of nothing is impossible. And there's an impartation of leaving this place a lot lighter than you came, because you let everything else go back into 2017. And we're standing in a new year and a new time with a new mandate over our lives. We release it now in every aspect, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. With this mandate, go with the strength, the power of the Lord. May your week be a revelation to you in your mind's eye that I am a believer, not a doubter. That I am a man, I am a woman that God is walking with and is doing something that is so miraculously powerful. Majesty on high is commanding the great things of God in every aspect of your life. We thank you. Go ahead, let's just thank him. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you so much.